This is Conquering Columbus.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Conquering Columbus. This is your co-host, Mike, and on today's show, I got the chance to interview Kiara Chapman, the new executive director of the Columbus Fashion Council. Kiara took over for the founder and previous executive director, Thomas McClure, who I had the pleasure of interviewing previously on the show, so go back and catch that interview if you haven't already. But early on in the conversation with Kiara, I asked her how she ended up getting into the fashion industry. Here's a quick preview on what she had to say.
So I've always been a creative person. I've always loved the arts. And in high school, I did a lot of plays. I was a dancer. Mm-hmm. I never played sports. I never went to a school that had sports. It was all academic or like arts-based. Mm-hmm. So from a very young age, from third grade, I went to Duxbury Arts Impact. And all we did was theater and dance and stuff like that. So okay. It just really got me into that field. I just love the freedom of it. Mm-hmm. And I never wanted to be like an actor or anything like that. And I never actually wanted to be a designer per se, but I knew that I wanted to combine both worlds. And once mm-hmm. I discovered costume design, I was like, that's exactly what I want to do.
Later, we spoke about the influence of the Columbus Fashion Council and Fashion Week Columbus. They went fur-free this year, and here's Kiara talking about the impact of that on other shows.
If you guys can catch on to this, we know that other fashion weeks will follow, and they did. So right behind us, Chicago Fashion Week followed with promoting a fur-free runway.
Yeah.
And then from there, it's just going to be a trickle-down effect because, you know, what we're really trying to do is have policies implemented that would basically say, you know, it's a ban of fur production, mm-hmm. fur sales and fur production in the United States, and then also in our districts and our cities and our states. So, yeah, we're just big advocates of, like, just doing the right thing. Like, there's so many alternatives to mm-hmm. the fashion that we can wear. We don't have to, you know, endanger animals' lives in the process.
As we wrapped up the interview, we spoke about the difference between Fashion Week Columbus and Columbus Fashion Council.
I would just say overall, Columbus Fashion Council is very diverse. It's a lot more diverse than people think. So kind of walking into this, that was another, I can't really say it was a complete surprise for me because I had been around it for a while, but I didn't know all of the leads and all of the volunteers, and I never really paid attention to all of the models that we had. There's mm-hmm. a ton of diversity, which I love. And I think that people are starting to see that even more, maybe because I'm in this position. Mm-hmm. Even though it's the leaders have always been of diverse backgrounds,
yep.
it's just different when you put somebody different yeah. in the seat. People tend to pay attention a little bit differently.
I had a great time chatting with Kiara. And if you haven't already, I'd definitely recommend checking out the Columbus Fashion Council. As always, hope you enjoy this interview. That's it from me. Let's get on with the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Conquering Columbus podcast. It is good to be back. It's been a few weeks since I've been here on the show. And today you're stuck with me. Josh had to run up to Michigan for some business, but it is really nice to be back. For those of you who don't know, my wife and I were lucky enough to welcome our first child to the world here in October. So we've been busy and unfortunately, so very, very sleepy and tired, but it's great. Love it. So that being said, though, our guest today, she actually was gracious enough to push it back her original recording date after all that happened. So I'm super excited to be talking with her today. Joining us today is Kiara Chapman. And Kiara is the new executive director of the Columbus Fashion Council, the organization behind Fashion Week Columbus and many other fashion initiatives here in the city. You may remember we have previously had Thomas McClure, founder and the previous executive director of the Columbus Fashion Council on the show. But prior to taking over as executive director of the Columbus Fashion Council, Kiara spent time in a variety of roles, and she is also an entrepreneur herself. She is the president of the Columbus Urban League Young Professionals, as well as the CEO of the Legacy House, an event space located here in the heart of downtown Columbus. In addition to all that, she is also a licensed realtor for Coldwell Banker here in Columbus. So I'm really excited to be here chatting with her today about taking over the Columbus Fashion Council, their recent Fashion Week Columbus, which happened in October?
September. Last week in September.
So we're pretty close, about a month out from when all that went down. And mm-hmm. As well as talking to Kiara about everything she's got planned in the future for the Columbus Fashion Council. So welcome to Conquering Columbus,
Kiara. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining me. So one of the first places, you know, we typically just like to start is, hey, can you give us a little bit of background on yourself, how you kind of got here to where you are today? And that can go as far back as, have you always lived in Columbus?
Okay. So I'm born and raised in Columbus. I went to the University of Akron. I studied fashion merchandising and theater. And so when I graduated from the University of Akron, I actually wanted to be a costume designer. Mm-hmm. So that took me to New York because at the time, Columbus was, it had a lot of different fashion opportunities.
Sure. But New York is New York.
But New York is New York. Yeah. And so it was just the place to go. So a lot of people don't know what a costume designer is. It's more so just like a stylist overall for like TV, film.
I was going to say, were you doing theater
commercials,
or theater, TV?
I was actually doing a little bit of everything. I did some theater, I did some styling for commercials and stuff like that. So I loved it, but then it was all freelance.
Before we got too far away from that, what made you want to do that? What made you want to get into costume design?
It was my love of theater and my love of fashion.
Okay.
So I've always been a creative person. I've always loved the arts. And in high school, I did a lot of plays. I was a dancer. I never played sports. I never went to a school that had sports. It was all academic or like arts based. So from a very young age, from third grade, I went to Duxbury Arts Impact. And all we did was theater and dance and stuff like that. So it just really got me into that field. I just love the freedom of it. And I never wanted to be like an actor or anything like that. And I never actually wanted to be a designer per se, but I knew that I wanted to combine both worlds. And once I discovered costume design, I was like, that's exactly what I want to do.
Yeah, we're getting both. Okay,
exactly.
Makes tons of sense.
So once I moved to New York, I started doing that and it was a great job. It was just freelance and New York is expensive. You just have to make sure that you're always making ends meet. And I knew that I didn't want to go back to Ohio. So I ended up getting into corporate fashion. So from there, I went to visual merchandising and became a buyer. And then I was also a brand representative for a lot of different brands. So I did a little bit of everything in the fashion industry. I spent about 15 years in it before I ended up coming back to Columbus. When I moved back to Columbus, I just wanted to change the pace. I had come across a lot of realtors in New York and they were making really great money. My mom had been investing all my life into real estate. And so I was like, you know what? I think I can, I have a good shot at this. I have a sales background. So I was like, this should be fairly easy for me. And it was. I did, you know, very, very well. I still do well in real estate. It's something I'm very passionate about. I really like the education of it, the financial education of that. And then also, I just love investing in Columbus because it's such a great market to be in. So I took a break from fashion for a long time. And then when the pandemic hit and there was, you know, a lot of different things happening from a lot of different brands stepping up and getting more into the movement of equality and diversity. I really loved that movement. And so I decided to start a brand that was kind of centered around that called By the People.
By the People.
Yep.
You know what? I think I actually have seen that before as well.
Okay.
Because I remember seeing that brand, especially when did you start that?
2020.
Yep. That's that makes sense. I have seen that.
Okay. So I loved it. It was a passion project. It was really just something to do. One, because I love being involved in civic activities, but then also I love fashion. So I was like, okay, I can get back into this. So I combined real estate because a lot of it was talking about wealth building in certain communities, buying the block back and stuff like that. So I also made a t-shirt that was really popular that was said buying the block back. And it listed a lot of like neighborhoods within Columbus that are just historically black. So from there, the brand really kind of took off throughout Columbus. And it was more so about unity than bringing Columbus together. So I loved that. And then from there, I actually became a sponsor for Columbus Fashion Council. Now, before this, Lubna and I, who's the board president, we had already, you know, been acquaintances. And she recognized, you know, that I had a brand now. And she's like, you know what? Like, you should be a part of Columbus Fashion Council. You should be a sponsor. And Tommy and Lubna really kind of took that on and just kind of really ushered me into the Columbus Fashion Council. It really just kind of made sense. In between there, I actually started, there's more. In between that movement of me getting back into fashion, I also got into nonprofit. And that really fed my soul.
Because you just needed something to do with your spare time, right? I mean, it sounds like you were really sitting around.
I wasn't busy enough. But I knew that, you know, I was like, real estate is great. I'm making an impact here. I'm successful at it. At the same time, I want to go deeper. And so I got into nonprofit. Here we are now with Columbus Fashion Council. And all of those things, all of the things that I've been doing and currently do really kind of lead up to what I'm doing now. So, you know, we're fostering small businesses with Columbus Fashion Council. It's a nonprofit. It's obviously fashion focused. And so it's really kind of the culmination of all of the things that I really care about in one organization. So I'm happy to be a part of it now.
And I think, you know, you can really see that intersection of all those different aspects, right? Because there's the kind of like, it seems like you're a hustler, right? You want to keep moving and you're always trying to do something and build, but you're, you want to make sure that that effort is going towards the community and building things up. And then fashion has really been making a move towards diversity, equity, inclusion for a long time, but picking up pace in recent years as well. So kind of driving that in Columbus. I mean, it makes total sense.
For sure.
Based on that background. So I appreciate you sharing all that.
Yeah, no problem.
So when did you find out, hey, moving into that executive director role, when did that kind of come into play? And was there any nervousness or anxiousness of like, hey, how am I going to do this? And all my other things that we just talked about?
It was because I knew that, you know, Tommy leaving was going to leave really big shoes to fill.
Right. And you're kind of taking over somebody's baby, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey.
And I know what that's like. I know how personal that is because I've started so many different brands myself. Mm-hmm. I've also been in a lot of leadership roles where I've kind of had to come in and people expected me to change things up. The company was shifting or it was a startup company and they needed like completely different direction. So I really did think long and hard about accepting this position. One, because I knew how much time I knew that I would personally dedicate to this because it is also a passion of mine. And I was a little bit hesitant to get back fully back into the fashion industry only because I had spent so much time and then left it as a passion project. And I was like, you know what? Like I can do this. You know, I have all the ideas. I have a lot of connections in the city. I have a passion for it. And even though this is Tommy's baby, I respect it enough to make sure that we're going to keep all the things that really make Columbus Fashion Council the council, you know, the organization that it is. At the same time, you know, I'm excited to like really elevate it beyond what we've seen over the last 4 years.
Yeah. And so, like we mentioned in the introduction, you guys just had Fashion Week in September, end of September. There were several things that were a little different about this year's show, but I'm curious, how did everything go?
It was great. It was tiring.
Yeah.
I'm still tired.
So when did you take over as executive director?
So August 7th.
August 7th. So you had literally 2 months between when you took over and the first event.
Yes. And the first month was really kind of spent on getting to know all the sponsors and the partners, getting to know like the lay of the land, who the team was. And then I really didn't get full throttle into Fashion Week itself until September. Mm-hmm. And then that left only 3 weeks before it started. It was a learning experience. Although I had gone to Fashion Week several years before, I had never gone to Fashion Week consistently every single day.
Right.
And obviously being behind the scenes is a lot different than just coming and enjoying the show. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to do fashion shows all the time, like in college. I was a president of the Student Fashion Association. And so every single, maybe every quarter, we had a fashion show. And so I'm used to like getting those together, but it's different when you're actually planning for a full week consecutively. Right. And you have to be alive during it.
Yeah. you gotta be up.
Yeah, you gotta
be
up.
As we've already realized, you have no time for sleep based on all of the
There was absolutely no sleep during Fashion Week. Yep. Absolutely not. So I crashed like the week after.
Yeah.
But overall, I thought it was really great. And I'm actually very happy that I came in before Fashion Week.
Right.
Had it been after.
Because you got to see it and you kind of know. Because it sounds like you probably didn't get to really kind of put your stamp on this one, right? It was pretty much already planned. And you're just, hey, this is great. I get to watch it and kind of think about how do I want to make an impact on this?
Yeah. Well, I would say I put a stamp on a few things.
Okay.
Now, what a lot of people don't know is that the fashion industry tends to work up to the very last minute. Hence the term fashion will be late.
Yeah.
You know,
fashionably late.
So
I like it. That's a pun. I will take it.
Right. I was definitely a part of the process for sure. At the same time, the next Fashion Week Columbus will definitely be a lot more of my stamp.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so as you're watching all this, kind of seeing all the moving parts and getting that behind the scenes look, what surprised you? What stood out to you about the event that you wouldn't have noticed, you know, previously just being an attendee?
I would say because I had never attended all of the Fashion Week events consecutively, I didn't realize how independent they were of each other. Mm-hmm. So it's 1 week, but they're all completely different shows. So you're going to get a little bit of different. Have you been before?
I have not. I have not had the chance to go. Unfortunately, I interviewed Thomas about it, though, and he was really talking to me about all of the different days.
Yeah.
So I got that feeling and that sense from him of like, yeah, this is going to be really different.
Mm-hmm. There's something for everybody. Mm-hmm. So I would say that I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, but like, no. Hey, I'm here to talk to you.
Okay.
They don't want to listen to me.
Right. But no, I just had never noticed that the shows that I kept going to, right? So I kept going to either maybe the finale show or the mixer that happens before the finale. I didn't realize that like Passport to Fashion was so dynamic and that everybody really loved Recycled Runway. It used to be called Beautiful Garbage. And that's really a fan favorite as well. So yeah, I think it was just a different dynamic for each day and you saw different people every day.
Hey everybody, Mike here. We're going to take a quick break to talk about one of our sponsors, One Columbus, and we are very excited to partner with One Columbus. They really, really share the same vision as us here at the Conquering Columbus podcast, which is really building up the Columbus region to be one of the most prosperous regions in the United States. And One Columbus serves as the business location resource for companies across Central Ohio and around the world as those companies grow, innovate, and compete within the global economy. And they help us lead a regional growth strategy that develops and attracts the world's most competitive companies, grows a highly adaptive workforce, and prepares our communities for the future, inspiring innovation across the board. Their mission really is just ensuring the Columbus region is a vibrant place to build businesses and careers. So again, we really appreciate all of their support. You want to learn more about them, go check out their website, columbusregion.com. That's columbusregion.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll be right back into the episode. Yeah, interesting. Okay. We mentioned earlier that there were a couple of things going on, but the Fashion Week Columbus was the first Fashion Week in the U.S. to adopt a public fur-free policy, mm-hmm. joining fur-free Fashion Weeks in Copenhagen, Helsinki, Oslo. I'm going to say everybody's states and cities wrong, so I'm not going to mention the other cities, but you partnered with the Humane Society on that
yes,
one.
Yes, so yes, yes.
Are there really a ton of people out there putting fur on runways still? Mm-hmm. Is that something that's really happening?
Yeah, they are. I think just a lot of people, you know, not to say that every runway has fur.
Right.
But just the sheer fact that we're still using fur in mm-hmm. our everyday clothing, you know, it's kind of crazy when you think about it, when you really dig deep into like the details of how the animals are treated mm-hmm. And just how many are impacted every single year.
Right, right. And I guess, I mean, I still eat eggs.
Right.
I mean, if you've ever been in a chicken facility, it's bad.
I've never been in one. I've seen it on TV.
So like we had a, sister-in-law worked in one for a bit, and it's like, it's not good.
It's not.
You know, so it's like almost anything we buy as consumers, right? There's a lot of, there's mm-hmm. somebody or some animal or something.
For sure.
On the back end of that getting not great treatment.
It's really sad. And so, I mean, you can only do it one step at a time.
Right. Right. We're going to get away from that depressing topic. We're not here to talk about abuse of animals or humans. So
No. I mean, it's a very important topic.
It is.
They had actually approached us. Mm-hmm. And just knew that we were a very large organization and that we had ties to our city.
Yep.
And so they wanted, you know, to bring more awareness. And they were just like, if you guys can catch on to this, we know that other fashion weeks will follow. And they did. So mm-hmm. right behind us, Chicago Fashion Week followed with promoting a fur-free runway.
Yeah.
And then from there, it's just going to be a trickle-down effect because, you know, what we're really trying to do is have policies implemented that will basically say, you know, it's a ban of fur production, mm-hmm. fur sales and fur production in the United States and then also in our districts and our cities and our states. So, yeah, we're just big advocates of, like, just doing the right thing. Like, there's so many alternatives to mm-hmm. the fashion that we can wear. We don't have to, you know, endanger animals' lives in the process.
Yeah. So every day is a little different. We talked about that. And, mm-hmm. you know, you mentioned that one of the things that you're passionate about is that diversity and inclusion and equity. So mm-hmm. I believe there were some events like related to that and building on top of that process. So can you talk to me a little bit about what some of those events were?
I would just say overall, Columbus Fashion Council is very diverse. It's a lot mm-hmm. more diverse than people think. So kind of walking into this, that was another, I can't really say it was a complete surprise for me because I had been around it for a while, but I didn't know all of the leads and all of the volunteers. And I never really paid attention to all of the models that we had. There's mm-hmm. a ton of diversity, which I love. And I think that people are starting to see that even more, maybe because I'm in this position, mm-hmm. even though it's the leaders have always been of diverse backgrounds.
Yep.
It's just different when you put somebody different in the seat, people tend to pay attention a little bit differently.
100%.
I'm just excited to like really show the city that, hey, we've always been diverse. And we're going to continue to be that way because it's important that representation matters on every single level.
Mm-hmm. And Columbus is so diverse, right? Like Columbus mm-hmm. is just diverse in general.
Yeah.
You know, even as a guy, like I grew up in Southern California, right? And Southern California, right? Like it's pretty diverse, but I think it's a different kind of diverse.
Yeah.
Right? Like it's just very, very much a different experience. And I've lived a lot of places because I was a Marines kid. So I moved around a lot. So I've lived in a lot of different places like DC and, you know.
That's cool.
Everywhere is really different. And mm-hmm. but Columbus is one of those places that I really do feel like it's diverse, but also not as segregated, I guess is the term I would use. It's not as separated.
Right.
It's diverse, but it's a community it's at the same time. Now, that's not to say we don't have our own problems, right?
Yeah.
Like Columbus is definitely, everybody's got room to improve. But I think the community in Columbus mm-hmm. is very much something that kept me here when I finished college.
Same. Now, growing up, it was not like that. Mm-hmm. It was very much so pretty much black and white.
Right.
That was the diversity that we had.
Yeah.
But it was wild to me that when I came back from New York, I was like, oh my God, there's mm-hmm. so many different people here. This is amazing.
Yep.
You know, I felt like I was back in New York, you know, so you can go to a lot of different areas and just find, you know, like you said, to your point, it's not necessarily segregated, mm-hmm. but there are like unique communities that yes. are, you know, together. But then they have no problem going out and being with everyone else.
Right.
And just being a community.
Going
so
boom,
that's the
going
part.
To, you
yeah.
know, you know, all that stuff.
And that's totally fine. You know, I just, as long as we can like get along with each other, like when we're in mm-hmm. the same spaces, like, you know, I think it's important for people to have their own communities, but I also think it's important for us to be able to navigate in spaces together.
Absolutely. So after having seen everything first time through, right, mm-hmm. what are you thinking about for the future of both Fashion Week Columbus and what other initiatives you have in mind or things like just ideas you got cooking for the council?
Yep. So I definitely want to focus on the educational aspect of business mm-hmm. next year. And we've done that in several different occasions with like our fashion industry conference and then our fashion ed that we do with Ohio State and CCAD and other universities, Hocken College. I want to dive deeper into that. So I want to get into workshops, quarterly workshops, and we might even extend it past that. But I want to make sure that the businesses that we're helping to build know how to sustain on their own. So, you know, let's make sure that they know how to do the marketing, how to file their taxes,
yeah.
how to hire people. That's the most important thing to me is because we can put these people into like all the, you know, we can give them press and marketing and all these other things. That's great. But what would happen if, you know, God forbid something happened to you? How are you going to sustain, you know?
Right.
So we're going to have a lot of workshops around that. And we're also going to be growing into like different kind of markets. Mm-hmm. So maybe even potentially trying to do a conference here.
Okay.
Yeah, a conference, basically. So, and then collaborating with other organizations that are also in Columbus
yeah.
that are fashion-based.
Yep. So continuing to kind of build the network of mm-hmm. fashion in Columbus,
mm-hmm.
especially given that we have some pretty big brands that call Columbus home from a fashion perspective. So
yep.
that's interesting. Okay. And so for me, I guess the thing that I would be thinking about if I were in your shoes is like, how do I even start doing all that?
Yeah.
Right. But it seems like you're well connected in that space. So I guess, how do you start putting those pieces together? How do you take that? Like, cause that's a big project. I mean, just planning Fashion Week Columbus is a mm-hmm. full time job. So how do you yes. start building those blocks and building momentum on top of that?
So I've already started having conversations with like some of our partners mm-hmm. in Columbus and getting their feedback on what they've seen over the last 14 years, talking to our board members, talking to our members. It just really is about conversations for me, because I think it's really important not to just jump into something with your own ideas, but to get the feedback of everybody else who's kind of been there and then try to really formulate what needs to come next.
Mm-hmm.
I know that with this new position, it's a lot of pressure to just, you know, what are you going to do? Like, what's the next step? And I'm still developing that. And I'm excited about that. But first step was listening, mm-hmm. gaining feedback, talking to our partners, like I said, and just making sure that how do we differentiate ourselves? But then how do we also come together and just build an overall better Columbus for the fashion industry? Because as a lot more people will know, like the fashion industry in Columbus is growing, right? But then with that comes like a lot of different organizations that are trying to like come up mm-hmm. along mm-hmm. with it. And that's great. At the same time, we need to figure out how we can't like overrun each other.
Yep.
And how we're going to each be unique in our own right. So this December, I'll really be spending a lot of time, you know, while we're not planning any events specifically after our fashion awards, while spending time. Okay. Like, let me really dig into the weeds of like, how is this going to work? How are we going to fund this work?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that we can do differently, but then still keep the people that have called Columbus Fashion Council their home? You know, you don't want to change everything up on the people that have been like very consistent with the organization. So it's a balancing act.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And, you know, something that I'm curious about as well, right? We talked a lot about inclusion as part of fashion, but everyone out there can't see me, but I'm wearing a polo and jeans. Obviously, I'm not a big fashion guy, right? I don't go to the events.
Right.
So not to say that I'm not interested in it.
Yeah.
It's almost intimidating,
mm-hmm.
right? When you've never been, like, I grew up wearing t-shirt and shorts and that's it. And, you know, never really ever, I guess. And it's also, I'm going to get real here.
Okay.
Being a short man, short, stout man.
Yeah.
Right. Stocky. Like, clothes aren't designed for me in a lot of cases.
Okay.
Right? You go to the store and for men, it's going to be skinny and tall.
Right.
Right. So I'm very intimidated by thinking about like, how would I put together a wardrobe that would be mm-hmm. something if I wanted to be really serious about get into it. So how do you get people to show up like me or like others, like, because not just like me, right?
Right. I know what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Like, people were intimidated by it.
Yeah. That's actually a really good point, because I think that a lot of people, there's like this quote unquote normal person, right? But there's really not, especially when it comes to the body type or just like even fashion. Like, I love when people can step outside of the box and show me something different and really just experiment, or just simply be yourself and be like confident and comfortable in whatever. Like, if you're in a polo and jeans, like, it's totally fine. You can still be fashionable in a polo and jeans. It's just, I think it's a lot about like the confidence that you wear along with it. Like, this is my style. It is what it is. And I'm okay with that. But to that point, basically, I think that a lot of people in Columbus, because it's been so mainstream for so, so long, and then all of a sudden you have all these organizations popping up out of nowhere that are related to fashion and all these brands here that are really starting to take a hold of like the marketplace, people don't get it sometimes. There's a small group of people that actually are like, okay, yes, like, we are here. They're like connected with the designers. They see them every day. They can appreciate the art in that. But then the mainstream, you know, a part of Columbus is just like, fashion here? Like, what? It's never been here. Like, what do you mean? Like, what does a finale show look like?
We're not Chicago. We're not New York.
What How is, in the world could we be number three for fashion designers? Right. You know, it just isn't clicking yet. But I think that once you get to Fashion Week, Columbus, and you see, like I said, there's something there for everybody. Because every show, like, say, for example, the Macy's show, like, people come and they look nice, right? But they're not necessarily overdone, like, maybe not overdone, but like, they're not glammed out. Like,
we're
maybe
not the Met Gala, right?
Like, it's not the Met Gala, right? So you can come and enjoy the show. And that's like everyday wear. That's something that you can find, you know, something that is very, like, I see Macy's style clothes every single day. This makes sense to me, you know? So people really enjoy that for that aspect. But I think that you have to get to Fashion Week first and see that it's not as intimidating as you think. Once you get to Fashion Week, I think you see yourself and other people. And then after that, I think you're hooked.
You get kind of find that fashion inspiration, right? That's something you're going to like, that's what I want to do. Yeah, I think that makes a ton of sense. So, well, if people want to learn more about that, or, you know, look at next year's stuff, or they want to learn more about the Columbus Fashion Council, where should they go?
So there, we have columbusfashioncouncil.org. We also have fashionweekcolumbus.org. So I just wanted to quickly point out, you kind of spoke to it a little bit where you were saying that we present Fashion Week Columbus. A lot of times people get confused with like, why are there two things happening with Columbus Fashion Council? And Fashion Week Columbus is our flagship program. We don't do only that.
Right.
We do programming all year round. And so I want to make sure that people understand that, you know, just because you miss Fashion Week doesn't mean that you can't follow us and then follow up with what we're doing and stay connected. So those are the two main things, two main outlets that I would say go to. Then there's also Instagram.
Gotta be on the gram.
Right. So same thing, Fashion Week Columbus and then Columbus Fashion Council. If you want to volunteer, the best way to volunteer is to go to fashionweekcolumbus.org. There's a volunteer section and you can do anything from like marketing, from modeling, to photography, videography, makeup. All of those options are there on the site. And then we have leads that actually those forms go to.
Right.
Yep.
Right. You know, some of those initiatives outside of the Fashion Week Columbus, right? Like, it's all about supporting local artists, building up the community, building up fashion, right? So what are some of those other events look like? What are some of the other things the Fashion Council is doing?
Yep. So we actually have a Fashion Awards Ball coming up. And typically at the finale show, which is the last show of Fashion Week, we do awards. And this year, this is our third awards that we're doing right now. But we've actually expanded it into a ball. So not just like giving out, you know, maybe five awards at the end of the finale. We're saying we took it and we amplified it. And let's say let's make a Met Gala inspired ball where we're going to be honoring a lot of different people that are really kind of just killing it in the fashion industry. So we have categories like Designer of the Year, Model of the Year, Retailer of the Year, Founders Award, Industry Professional, Influencer of the Year. So they're really fun. But then we wanted to make sure that like we are highlighting the community and the people that have been here along with us. But then also, I think people are going to be surprised by some of the new faces that they see. And part of what I really want to do with Columbus Fashion Council is not just make it feel clicky. You know, like I know a lot of times people feel like, oh, I see the same people all the time. I don't want that anymore. You know, I want to make sure that we're celebrating the people that have been here, But then also, like, let's leave room for new artists and new creatives to creep into the atmosphere.
Because Columbus is changing a lot. Mm-hmm. Right? Every year it gets different.
Yeah.
But you mentioned, so one of the things that you mentioned earlier is like, hey, it reminds me of New York, right?
Yeah. And
so I have, my dad's side of the family is all from New York.
Okay.
So I'm up there from time to time. And I think you're right. Like, Columbus has a huge artistic presence, not just in fashion, but food, right? I think we've got amazing food, and with Franklinton and the art community there, in terms of, I guess I would call that like art, you know, like just normal art, right? Like painting and creativity, right? But not just fashion, but kind of everywhere. We've got this kind of artistic presence. And I think it just makes for a very unique community.
It does. Right? It's unexpected.
Yeah. It's like, you don't think about like Columbus, Ohio. If you're not from, okay, most of our listeners are probably from Central Ohio. So don't get offended when I say this, but when I grew up in Southern California and I decided to go to school in Ohio, I'm like, okay, well, you know, I want to wrestle Ohio State, but I'm not sure I'm going to want to stay in Central Ohio after that. But I was surprised.
Yeah.
Right. And it's been, and every year it's gotten even more surprising.
It has. I think the city has done a good job with trying to keep people here because when I was in school, when I graduated college or high school, the thing to do was move. And a lot of those people have actually moved back. So half of my high school left.
Yep.
But some of them came back and we're all just like still shocked. Like, this is our city. Like, this is so crazy. We used to like on High Street, the only thing to do was to go to, I think it was called, I can't remember, actually it started with a V, but it was a vintage store and it had a ton of costumes. It was like one of my favorite stores to go into.
Wait a minute.
It was like on the corner of High Street and...
Oh gosh, what is that place called?
Right by
the convention center. There was a bunch of those stores down there for a while.
Yeah.
And they've kind of slowly been pushed out.
Mm-hmm.
But... yeah, I don't remember.
It was a huge store and had nothing but costumes and like really quirky things.
Yeah.
And so I used to go in there like every week and just like, let me see what kind of new masks they have, you know. But now it blows my mind every single time I walk down High Street and there's something new.
The story I always say is like when I was in college, I would get asked all the time, hey, well, you're from Southern California. What are you doing here? People don't ask that anymore.
Okay. Right? Yeah. That's
like,
good.
There's a lot more people around. I think this is a good place to kind of pivot towards some of our last questions of the show so we can get you out of here. But it's been great talking to you so far,
Kiara.
Yeah,
you too.
So the first one we have, any advice for our listeners out there? And now most of those folks, 95% in and around Central Ohio, typically interested in what's going on in Columbus, want to be a part of the community, want to see what's going on.
Okay. I would say give us a chance, right? If you haven't been, even if you feel like fashion isn't your thing.
Yeah. Don't be like Mike. Go to the events.
Check us out. I think you'll have a lot more fun than you think that you might. You'll meet some pretty cool people, especially if you like creatives. Like, my plan is to like make sure that we're blending in not only just designers, but like art and music and theater and all of those things. So if you like anything affiliated with the arts next year, you should, I hope, enjoy some of the things that we're gonna be doing. But yeah, just get out there, step outside of your box. I would also say check out Experience Columbus if you don't already. I think Experience Columbus has like so many opportunities listed for everyone. When I first moved back home, that's the first place that I started looking. And I was surprised by all the things that I saw. So just step outside your box and come check us out. I think that you'll enjoy.
Yeah, right on. And so our last question of the show here, Kiara, is centered around the theme here on Conquering Columbus, which is live uncomfortably. So without telling you too much about why we chose that phrase for folks that are, you know, doing big things here in Columbus, what do you think of when you hear the phrase and how does it apply to your life and career?
Live uncomfortably?
Live uncomfortably.
I think that's what I do pretty much every single day, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I feel that.
But at the same time, I'm comfortable in that. Does that make sense? Like
getting comfortable being uncomfortable.
Comfortable being uncomfortable. I actually love that because I feel like it keeps me alive.
Yeah.
I hate to be bored and I really like to be challenged. So anything that I'm just like, oh, I feel like I've conquered that already, I tend to get like, what's the next thing?
Yep.
And so I love when an organization or something that I don't know is challenging me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Well, Kiara, hey, thanks so much for joining the show and talking with me today. We really appreciate your time and appreciate you telling us a little bit about Columbus Fashion Council and Fashion Week Columbus.
Thank you for having me, and just thank you for, you know, continuing to support us. Mm-hmm. I hope to see you at Fashion Week next year.
I'll have to do it. And Conquerors, thanks so much for tuning in. We appreciate you so, so much. If you want to hear more interviews just like this one, go ahead and hit that subscribe button on whatever podcast app you are listening on. It'll make sure you never miss an interview from us. And again, it really does support the show. So thank you so much. And we will talk to you next week.